Started very briefly, so I'm going to start again the Mishnah.
Rosh, which page?
Chavav Amud Aleph. Bamekama Chavav Amud Aleph.
Okay, got it.
Adam Murad Lo'ilo, the Mishnah there, five lines up, six lines up.
Yep.
Adam Murad Lo'ilo, a person has the status of a Murad always. Bein Shekik, Bein Mezid, Bein Erg, Bein Yosha. The person is, does on purpose, by mistake on purpose, but he's awake or sleeping. In all instances, a person is chayev for damages he causes.
Full damages,
right? The Shitta Mekubetzes brings down from the Rambam Shitta or someone else as well, that also when a person is drunk, he has to pay for the damages he did. Because we see all the more that they are being held, being out, being honest, being out, being shaken, being amazing.
Well, it doesn't say that honest, that is when he's sleeping.
I didn't say either.
Oh, right. Oh, no.
Well, now we've answered the word honest.
Maybe
I said honest, that's
it. I heard it.
Sorry, I scratched that word. It says being shaken, being amazing, being held, being out. Okay, if I said honest, scratch it from the recording. Oh, no, so it's a melee. The Rambam says, well, then somebody who's drunk. He's drunk. He's high. The mission finishes off. Simes in chaveri, if a person blinds the eye of his friend, b'sheyuk, even b'sheyuk, or shivus akim, or he breaks kelim. The vav is the all, or he breaks kelim. Meshalim nezek shalim, he has to pay nezek shalim. Stop, Tvorim, Bruin. Very clear, very clear. Mishnah, a person always liable. Bein, Shegig, Bein, Mezid. So we're going to read three more lines of Gemara, which we did already. And then I want to just stop a second to work out and analyze what's it mean by Shegig, what's included in Shegig, and then we'll turn over the page and work the Gemara further. But for the time being, first read the Gemara. Katani Stimis in the Chaveri, Dumya the Shibis Akedim. The end of the Mishnah gives two examples. It's why the Mishnah have to give any examples? It's just set up by the Lord's word. Why do you have to tell me what happened exactly, how, what he did? So Katani Stimis in the Chaveri, Dumya the Shibis Akedim. It gives two examples, Stimis in the Chaveri, to compare it to Shibis Akedim, to something broke Akedim. Just like if somebody breaks kelim, nezek in Abu Dvar Loi, he's only chayv nezek because, and by not any of the rest of nezek of tsari b'yishevet b'yishev, because as we explained, by kelim doesn't apply tsari b'yishevet b'yishev. So too, afsim in the last line of the Gemara, afsim is in chaveyoi, nezek in Abu Dvar Loi. He's only chayv nezek, he's not chayv Abu Dvar. So that the Gemara gives Dama to the sugya that when we talk about other mod loyal, it's not referring to that he's chai with all five things, only regarding nezek. He's a mod, the gabik nezek, and that's it. So what does it mean exactly? The person is chayiv being shegi being medium. What's included in shegi? Simple reading of the Mishnah sounds like only shegi. There's some other category which we could speak about, which Yeshua was pointing out before, and that's oinus. What about oinus? Are you chayav for oinus? That the Mishnah doesn't talk about. But what does shegig mean? Does shegig mean oinus or not? So, mention we will learn it more by ear. There's a thesis about the daf kaf zayin on the base. But for now, I just want to read out to you a Rabbeinu Yona, which is on the page. Not Rabbeinu Yona, Nemuki Yisus. Sorry, I broke this in the evening, get mixed up. Nemuki Yisus, which is on the page. I'm going to read that out for those that don't have it.
Rod, why is it that with Simet Ayin Chavero, it's not the Arba Dvarim? Why would it not be?
Because he did it B'Shegig. We're trying to prove that if you do it B'Shegig, then you don't pay the other four things. You're quite right. See, I didn't speak out. That when the Gemara makes a comparison to bringing Kalim and Simet Ayin Chavero is only regarding Shegig. If I show you, if somebody simis in chaveyoi, he doesn't need to pay arvud vayim. So the book Yosef is in my in your gemara be daf yud aref, and the old ones daf yud aref of the daf yud. Daf yud aref daf yud. Those that have the older form of gemara, you'll find it. You'll see. Anyway, he reads, he says that the Dibur Masal is the Gemara. When you want to tell what Gemara you have. No, the Mukhi, you said.
It has been.
Yeah. You're the Aleph from the Aleph?
It doesn't have that.
Put it there.
Oh, yeah. You did all. Oh, no. Okay, here. I'm not going to put that. You know, I'm not going to.
Let's just see in the rig. Anybody, I'm going to share on the screen those that don't have it. 1 second, let's just do that. That's right. That's what I want. That one, Ushami. It's important before we go right in the Gemara to get this under our belt. Rif overcome you, Dalif. Okay, how do we share this? Share screen. Okay, Major Peretz, I hope you can see this, or Tzvi, if you need it. Okay, here goes. The Mishnah, you see the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah brings in, the Rif brings down the Mishnah all the month. Olam, right? That it brings down. Then, just after the Mishnah, the Gemara. Yerushalmi. Omar Reb Yitzchok. Reb Yitzchok said, Masnisin.
It's Rif, the middle part.
No, Rif, first the Rif, yeah. Yerushalmi, Omar Yitzchok, Masnisin, the Mishnah that says the Yochayit, the Sheikh, is Kishaha, Yushneim, Mishonim, Sheinim. If both of them are sleeping and one knocked into each other, so the one that broke the other person, the one that caused damage has to pay for it. Avol, Emoyechomem Yosha. If one of them was sleeping, Avochavayoy, Vyosha Etzlim, so one was already sleeping, no one was around him. Then his friend came and sat next to him. The one that came to sleep next to him, he's the one that caused all the problems. And therefore, what's Yerushalmi mean to say? That if one person was sleeping, and then someone came to sleep next to him, and then the one that was originally sleeping went and stretched out and smashed the other person in his face, he wouldn't need to pay. The one who was sleeping wouldn't need to pay. Why? Funny notion of Yerushalmi. Because the one who came second, he's the one that is the cause of this whole problem.
What does I just say?
Says Yerushalmi. So what is the Mishnah talking about? It's talking about a case when both of them are sleeping. Not that one came and then one was already sleeping and the other one came. Rather, they both went to sleep at the same time. And then that's the Mishnah. What's the Mishnah saying? If they both went to sleep at the same time, or they both knew about each other there, then even though the damage happened when he's sleeping, still needs to pay. The person damages when he's sleeping, he has to pay, which is like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, be'el v'yosha. The Mishnah says, you have to pay even when you're sleeping.
For circumstances. It exists being at the time that he falls asleep.
For the start, very good.
That happened afterwards. And he's not a that, and he'd be honest, because he didn't set it up.
Right. So says the Yerushalmi, did you guys sure saying, for any situation that existed before I went to sleep, I knew that this could happen when I'm asleep, I'm going to have to pay for that. But if I didn't know about it, then I wouldn't have to pay. So what's the Avdor for that? Why should that be? So let's see. The Namukhi Yosef, and then we'll try and analyze it just a little bit more. So Namukhi Yosef is on. Yeah, we're going to share that as well. Namukhi Yosef. Yeah, do me the Shibisakir. So where's Namukhi Yosef? It's in the Yisrael Zion line. Dumya the Shibis Akedah. You see in yours? You see the Gemara in the book Yosef? Two letter Gemara there. So, a short while after that, He brings down Monsieur Shaw.
Dumya?
Yeah, Dumya the Shivas. Let's stop on that. Dumya the Shivas Akadim. Rahino says the Mok Yusuf. Rahino, Shoye Korib Loinus. Yeah, we see where he is in the Mok Yusuf.
No.
He must have got it. Let's see this here. Dominicism became a high shaky current in the audience. Says the Mokyesi, the cases where you are chayyim, only nezik, but not for the other things, that's a type of shaking which is korev la'oinis. A type of shaking that really I couldn't have prevented it. Yidu pesher, because if I was pesher, and that's why somebody calls it, if somebody was pesher, that's why it caused damage, then so first of all, Mokesha teaches us, and that what the Gemara here says, that shaking, you don't pay down in volume, is different levels of shaking. There's a shaking which is called a pshia, and a shaking called a loinus. There's a shaking which you should have really known about and prevented it. Then you're chayv down in volume. There's a shaking called a loinus, then you are potter down in volume, but you are chayv Nezek. Amol kishu shaking potro midalet dvoyim. Okay, and then he tells us how we know, which we're going to learn very soon. And then I want to just skip till Omil ba'ines the omom the chayiv benezek. It's about three lines later. You see it? Mi hu ba'ines da omon da chayv nezek. Everyone seen or not?
I'm looking for it.
It's in yellow on the screen. In the old Gemara's, the last word of the line is mi hu. And the new one is the new paragraph.
Don't have it.
Got it.
Okay,
I found it. The last word of the line is mi hu.
Mm-hmm.
That's not referring to a case where you're an oynes gomo. When we say you're chayv b'shogeg, you're chayv b'shogeg, but it's only talking about a case where it's not an oynes gomo. What's an example of a case that's not an oynes gomo? You're going hoistalay evan bechikoy. Somebody had a stone on his lap, which is what Gemara is going to talk about on Amud Beis. So a person was sitting down. He never realized he had a stone on his lap. His kid maybe put it on his lap. He never ever knew bechlal it was there. And then he stood up, and the stone was flying and hit someone. Then he's chayiv for nezek. Why? That's the type of shogeg, which is not in his gomor. A person's mentor is expected to be aware about things that are going about with him. And therefore, in that case, he's chayiv for nezek. Abba Bishalim came over, even though he never knew that there was a stone there, it's something a person should have been expected to know what's going on with him. Meshul Yiboyle Lemichesh, a person has to be concerned. Shema Hiniach Ezeloba Bechikri. Perhaps I place, he himself placed something on his lap. It's a type of thing a person before he gets up is expected to think. 1 second, is when I stand up going to cause any damage? Why should it cause damage? Maybe I've got something in my lap. Maybe I placed something in my lap and I forgot about it. So therefore, that's called an shogeg. That's not called oynes gomo. That's called shogeg. Aval oynes gomo, but an oynes gomo could go hard to Yerushalmi. Like the case of the Yerushalmi. Then his friend came and sat next to him after he was already sleeping. So when a person goes to sleep, there's no way he'll know what's going on. So he went to sleep, and then somebody else came after him. So that's an oiness gone. Well, there's no way I could know. I can prevent that. What do you want me to do? Not go to sleep. There's nothing I can do about it. Then you are Poto. The Torah pattern you like, we're going to learn soon. The Torah says, there's a din that a girl that is a person rapes about with forcefully, which she had no choice about it. She doesn't get killed, even though maybe she was an ishish. Why? Because she's an anus. Anus Rahmana Patri. Says the Muki Yosef. The same halacha is regarding nezek. If a person causes damage in a situation when he was an oynes, rachmana patri. The Torah says you don't need to pay for damage that happened. Nimsa. So here's a nice stick which the Nuki Yosef gives for us to go by the Nimsa. Telinin abad vayim. Regarding the four things to be chayv for tzari, pushes, lo yimei chayv, and kshubishe gomor. It's chilor besoik. It's only if you was a b'shei gomor, both at the beginning and at the end. Nothing happened in between. So it comes out of this. To be chayv dalet voim, you need to be a b'shei. To be chayv nezek, you can be even chayv b'shei. As long as it's not oynes gomor. If it's an oynes gomor, then you are part. What's an example of oynes gomor, says the Nuv Yosef? Going to sleep and somebody else coming, the Yerushalmi. Somebody going to sleep and somebody else coming, then you're going to be potter because it's oynes gomor. Now, interesting, David, I think it was, said the Roshul Yerushalmi wasn't. What's the Roshul Yerushalmi? Why, if he goes to sleep, does he not need to pay? The other guy is the mut. Funny Loshan. According to the Mugi Yisuf, that's a covert for saying, your name is gone. What do you want to do? I couldn't do anything about it. Somebody else came along. He's the one that caused any problems. I am completely off the hook. Okay, so that's what we've come out.
Why did you use that line? Put this in off. I'm just saying, Mazet, Shelby, when he said his own is gone, period.
So why is there in his gone? What's the difference between when I went to sleep and I damaged? And when I went to sleep and I damaged, it's exactly the same. I was totally incompetent then, or whatever, not knowing what's going on then. Why is it, in a case where I went to sleep, knowing that somebody's next to me, then I am chayav to pay? When I go to sleep, not knowing something next to me, I'm not chayav to pay. In both cases, the guy, when he stretched his hand, he had no way of controlling himself. The answer is, in one case, you're a shogeg, in one case, your brain is gone. Why in the second case am I going to go? Because the other guy is the one that caused the whole bite.
What happens if you went to sleep and then afterwards somebody with a glass of eyes on the
night? Right? Did you? Same thing. It could be an anus gone.
If you don't say it's full on the glass
of eyes. Why not? The person put them out the glass of eyes. He's the one that's the mood.
Say it might be put it
there. Yeah. So then, what did they do? The Yerushalmi used it by person. We would borrow. Come to the Nuki Yosef. We're going to see, according to Rabbi Yosef, that's going to be no halakha. So again, according to Rabbi Yosef, when we say shogeg in the Mishnah, the word shogeg is literally shogeg. Because oynes, they make your potter. Shogeg your chayim, oynes your potter.
Well, didn't Rabbi Yosef have three categories in the set? You have the honest one, which would be potter. Then you have the honest growth basis, which he'd be high for the arba as well.
Right.
And then you have the showcase
that's growth,
would only be high in that.
Right. That means that
show you
the show, which is called the Pshia.
Oh, that's
another word for Pshia. Oh. The show you card, which is called Shogu. And then there's oynes gomor.
Okay.
That's just a semantic how you define. What's called shogeg? Shogeg is called oynes. Because if it's called amazing, it's shogeg. Okay, so this is important. When the Mishnah says bein or bein yoshon, According to the Mukhi Yosef, it's specifically referring to a case when you could have prevented it beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
When you went to sleep, you knew that thing was there. Why are you going to sleep? You could have prevented it. Since you didn't, that's called shogeg. Maybe karma oinus, but it's still shogeg. When you went to sleep, you knew that could happen. That's called shogeg. But if when I went to sleep, there was no way, I didn't know b'chlalis how long this thing was there, because somebody brought it on afterwards, that's called oinus, and oinus you're part of for complete. That shit is the Mukhi Yosef, and we'll see it's also Avi Shena as well. That oinus gomor your pot. There is one shita called the Ramban. It's not in his involvement here. Ramban holds
Ramban.
The end of Peg Oimnim. He says that oinus Adam with the oilam in every situation. In every situation, Adam with the oilam, even by oinus gomor. Even Messiah said, you're always lost in it. Even by oinus gomor, that even if there would be a Messiah said, you're always taken up like in a massive hurricane up there, even if it'd be some type of situation like that, Adam mud lo oilam. He's always kind. Right? You see, when he's sleeping, he's chayav. Why? Because Adam mud lo oilam. First, because it's damaged, he's chayav. What about the Yerushalayim?
Yeah.
What about the Yishami? The Yishami says somebody else comes afterwards. Kunt Ramban, the word of the Yishami is Vegish. Why am I Potter? Because he's the mood. He's the one that caused it. Kami Mechayev me if somebody else was the cause of it. He's the Chayev. The Lashon Yishami is Shmak, Kunt Ramban. What's the Lashon? Zeh Shabbat Nishin Ezra, who are mood? He's the mood. That's why I'm not chayav. He's the one who goes on himself. And then this will now open up a whole big discussion to what would be if, like you said, a monkey brought it. The monkey brought it. Would I be chayav? Come to Mukhi Yosef. You brought it in his gobble. Come to Ramban.
Would he be chayav?
Come to Mukhi Yosef.
No.
Come to Ramban.
Come
to Ramban. Maybe. Chayav. Because in his gobble, you're chayav. If the other guy is the one that goes on himself, okay.
So
the
guy
What's the
that will lead up to any discussion? I want to bring down on the table the two opinions together. Yes,
Rolf, with the hurricane, why does he say that Adam La'olam with a hurricane? What's the reason?
Yeah, no, it's a moshul. Even if it be an oinus, like a hurricane of Elyon Ovi, meaning just like there was something which was out of this.
Yes, but why does he say that? Why does he say that he's still chayav?
Oh, why would the person be chayav for
in such a situation with a hurricane?
According to Ramban, again, I'm just saying that if a hurricane happened, there wasn't a person that did it. But if a person damaged in a situation of where he was completely unexpected, some situation happened that was completely unexpected, it's still the chayav kuntra Ramban. If you broke it, you pay for it. You did it. It's the kuntra Ramban. There's a very big difference between looking after your animals or something that you did. If your animal damages, why am I chayav? What my animal does? Because I should have looked after it. But if it was unexpected, you can't expect me to look after something I should have. If something wasn't expected. But if it's Adam who does something, the reason why you have to pay is not because you didn't look after yourself. The reason you have to pay is because you broke something. You did something. You're liable for what you did. So who cares if it was an anonymous? Who cares? You did it. You broke it. You broke it with your hands. So since somebody lost out because of you, you have to pay for what you damaged. Right? So this, before we start, the Manani Mini is something we need to know. When we talk about Shogeg in the Mishnah, according to the Mukhi Yosef and a lot of Rishonim, it is literally Shogeg. Because Oinus Gomor, you'd be impossible. Shogeg means Shogeg Korev Oinus. But Oinus Gomor, if it's a total Oinus, you'd be impossible. And Shogeg, according to the Ramban, Oinus Gomor, even Oinus Gomor, you're kind. When it says Shogeg in the Mishnah, it doesn't mean Dafka Shogeg, it means even. Even ice. That's how it comes out.
That's
it. Carried on. Being having Yashin, you see, even sleeping. All right, so let me say, clarify that. That's the machlokes rishonim.
When you learn the when it says in it, when he says kosher kosher gamor mitzvah v'sof, in the four lines from the bottom. Is that saying that if it was a shia, a tchil of shia and sofa of ones would not be?
It's machlokes. It was machlokes in the Gemara. What would be the din of tchilas of shia with seven lines? But if it was tchilas of shia and sofa of shia, then it's poshut. That would person be tired to fit. Okay. So now, after that hakdama to the sugya, let's now turn over the page and see the chavav hamadanef what the Gemara said. Meno hani mili. From where do we know? Meno hani mili. From where do we know that you're
on this?
Yeah, the first word that conveys. You can't really, I can't really tell you better my mouth than the first word on the page. Meno hani mili. From where do we know this? Now what? Meno hani mili what? So Rashi tells us, first word on the page, again Rashi. How do we know that Nezek is Chayev even Vishayiv? Minani Mili, the Nezek is Chayev Vishayiv. That's a very strange question. Why not? Why would you have thought otherwise? Why would you have thought that, that Nezek shouldn't be Chayev Vishayiv? We know if you animal damages, you're chayv, right? You were shaking about that. Yeah? Why? Because you should have looked after it. So if you damage, you should also, you should have looked after yourself better.
So okay, or is it is posh, or is it is bashir? Looking after the animal. Oh, looking after the animal.
I didn't look after my animal, right? So damage that was the shaking. If I didn't look after my animal, so what happened? I left the door open. What exactly happened after that? My animal went and damaged. That I was pesher for not looking after my animal. But what actually happened afterwards? I was pesher. I didn't do anything. And my animal did something. It wasn't
exactly. Right. But it was your conduct. Your conduct was pesher conduct.
Oh, why? Because you didn't look after your pig.
Because you did. Because you didn't look after.
No, the same thing here. You looked after yourself.
Except, well, here we have different levels of shogeg. We have shogeg, which is korov, shir, shogeg is korov nezek. So, and we define shogeg korov nezek as being poshea. Now, when you're dealing with animals, looking after your animals, so only poshea under that the same definition, if you're korov the onus that you utter, then looking after your animal.
So sure, I'm trying to answer the question that you're saying, this, we'll see. So what could be the question of the Gemara, Menani Mili. Why would I think the Shogeg should be? Why would I think the Shogeg should be potter by a person? So now I'm going to get to you, but before we get there, this question, Menani Mili. If we learn that when the Mishnah says Yachai for Shogeg, it means even Oynes Gomor, like the Ramban. If we learn like that, then I understand the Gemara's kasha. Menani Mili. Where's the Makori? The person should be a chayim, even for him is gone. And by an animal, you don't have to. An animal, you're not going to be a chayim. If a person looked after his animal to his best of his ability, and then some massive hurricane came and smashed down the walls, he wouldn't have to pay. Why? Because he's possible. But yet, by other, you would be chayim. If a person looked after himself to the best possibility, for example, could be somebody driving down the car, and his brakes failed. And he has gone. There's no way I could have known about that. And the person was driving down there, the brakes failed, and he smashed into somebody else's car. Do you have to pay? He has gone. Yes, says Ramban, yes, you have to pay. But not many. How do you know that? How do you know you have to pay? But if it would be Stam, she or the fact that didn't look after it to happen, then of course I'd have to pay that. Something. But he has gone, how do you know you have to pay for that? It doesn't say anything. Or Rashi. The Mishnah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rashi, I know what Rashi did. But you're saying the Mishnah? What's your question about? The Mishnah? The partial reading doesn't say a word. Menor hani mil. That's the partial reading.
I'm saying
look for Rashi. I can understand this question. How do we know this halach which we just learned in the Mishnah, the Yakai, even when you're sleeping, meaning even though it's Yom Yakai? How do you know that? From where's the Makor? That is very Gishma. But, like we just said from Noki Yosef and many, many other Rishayim, it's not true. You're not chayim by Inis Gomor. Not chayim by Inis Gomor. So what's that mean in the Mishnah Shoyge? In Shoyge. So then, what's the most kashim in Ani Mili? How do I know that other would be chayim by Shoyge? Can't be worse than every time his animal damages. I never intended that my animal should damage. I'm chayim. I should have looked after the animal. So to Adam, I never intended to damage, but I should be chayim because I should have looked after myself. What's the most kasha? Menor hani mili.
You pay full damages.
What's an animal you pay full damages? Shen rega. No, that's in my care. Shen rega, you pay full damages. Right? So you know that you see it. If you don't look after something, you meant to look after and it damages. Even though Bishay, you're chayim to pay. So to A, should I have to pay? What's the chiddush? What's the
shayach?
Right?
That's in case of usually what's the case.
Oh, the full burden is even
Mishayim. Even the shogun, I'm saying, why not say maybe half period?
Why not?
Because don't we equate animals to humans?
Yeah, we do. The Shem, regular.
Why not? He didn't eat it, not. He didn't walk.
Why do you want to compare it to the Chatzi Nezek of Karen? Chatzi Nezek of Karen is like a knas, something I should have expected, and my animal should go ahead and damage it. But by a person damages this. You should have looked after yourself.
Because he was not doing it intentionally, it was sure it's accidental.
No. I'm saying every regal is like that. Every regal, I left the door open. By mistake, my animal went out and damaged. I have to pay.
The animal didn't go in by mistake. The animal went in.
Why am I trying to pay? I'm trying to pay because what I did. I did something wrong. Well, I left the door open by mistake. The animal went down. I'm trying to pay.
He did. It's not by mistake. That was intentional.
What do you mean intention?
You left it.
We know. Mishnah says, like, kindness, but like, oh, I said, that's good. It doesn't say that you did it for me. You just didn't knock out properly. You don't take it
away.
I didn't say anything in the Mishnah about it, did you? Bit after learning from a camera, all of a sudden you come with a new Kiddush, the only chayim for animals, if you did it intentionally, you don't say anything about that. No way. If you were negligent in not, meaning you didn't
stop it. And then you try to.
Negligent means chicken. Negligent is chicken. Negligent means. Well, I ducked and left it open to the animal.
Maybe
again.
This is Moshe.
Maybe Moshe. I did look after like I should have done. Look after like you should have done.
You
put an animal in, you look up after it.
You should have locked up. I didn't lock up. You're right.
Now, when the animal went out, that was it's a Moshe, right?
Show you the Moshe.
It is. Yeah.
See you later.
Why not? And so we get to Shua's Kiddush. That's the kasha. That's the kasha of being sure that you were looking at yesterday. Why did what's the most question of 90 million? It's possible just like you're chayim for your animal going out, so you should be chayim for if you damage. That's his kasha. So it's sure I'm answering it. Good, 1 second. Kasha of being sure to read it out, because I believe you were all sent it by Yankiv. Near it, I'll tell you later. On the Mishnah itself, it says that you have to pay b'shegig. Lo kashele amai chayv odom b'shegig. We never had a kasha. Why should odom be chayv shegig? The meichatese lacharek being shegig amazing. Why should we think about it to be brought b'shegig? Even the odom chayv afila aniski memoyno. A person is chayv even for his animal damages. Ve'einachos shegig gadol mizeh. There's no greater shaking than the fact that my animal damaged. I didn't even damage. My animal damaged. And yet I'm chayiv for that. And yet you're chayiv. So of course, Adam should also be chayiv in that case. That's the Peshua's Hanukkah. That's his assumption. If we find a person's type or his animal does, so he should certainly be chayav for what you do, and therefore I don't need any posuk to tell him should be chayav b'shigui. That's possible. In the chashuv you build his neck. Yeshua is answering it. I'll be the location that we just saw. That if it's true that we know a person's chayav if he didn't look after his animal, he left the door, even if he left it by mistake. But in shogi, there's levels. There's a level which is more close. It's like a scale. There's a shogi which is closer to pshia, and there's a shogi which is closer to oinis. Yeshua would like to suggest that for other, for behema, you wouldn't be chayiv for a shogi which is close to oinis, but by other you would. And that's the most kasha. When do we know that you're chayiv even for shogi kov loinis? By a person who leaves his door unlocked, and so, even though maybe he made a mistake about it, forgot about it, that is a type of pshia. But if it's close to oinus, something which is, it's maybe I should have thought about it, but something less people think about it. For instance, example, we said you have a stone on your lap and you stand up. That is a shegig, which is koiv loinus. I didn't know I had a stone on my lap. I didn't know. I wasn't a pishere. Yes, but you are. We hold you liable because you should have thought that maybe I put something on my lap which I forgot about. That's going bonus. It's still a shady. It's still something which I should have expected. I should have thought about it. Yeshua wants to suggest such a level you wouldn't be chayiv for your animal. And that's the only chayiv for other. I didn't see anyone say this, but it could be true. And so it could be a terrorist. But Menani Mini, says the Gemara, Menani Mini, from where do we know Adam should be chayiv? Says Bnei Shua, I understand. Of course Adam should be chayiv. So one thing is poshut, according to the Ramban, we understand the kasha. Menani Mini, then Adam's chayiv, even Bohim is gone. But according to Adam, showing the whole that you're chayiv, you're not chayiv Bohim is gone, you're only chayiv by Shogeg. So then we have this question, what's Menani Mini? From where do we know that a person should be chayiv? Says Rashi. Rashi clearly learns that. Menani mili de nezek chayiv afilu shegel. From where do we know that nezek is chayiv even shegel? It's for some reason we would have thought, although you're chayiv what your animals do, and in a chosheg godam is there, you wouldn't be chayiv what you do. You need a posuk to be chadish that you're chayiv if a person damages. The chiddush. Bnei Shua therefore tells us a different mahalach, but Bnei Shua is never, the Sadna Achrinim that are not concerned and not worried that Rishonim say differently to them. The Sadna Rishonim and the Sadna Achrinim and a lot of Achrinim say, okay, Rishonim say this, where we are. We have to follow the Rishonim. Bnei Shua is an example that he's got enough places, he's got his mahalach. You shouldn't say otherwise. He has a kasha. Therefore, that tells me I have to learn the Gemara this way. He will now learn the Gemara in a different way. He learns the Menani Mini. How do you know that only by Nezek you pay by Shogeg and by the Arba Dvarim you don't pay by Shogeg? That's the way of Yeshua learning the Gemara. Menani Mini, it's a hemshach of what we learned. We just said, Simis Eino, Ein Chaveri, Dumya, De Shivis Akedim. That by Shibbetz Kalim, if you break Kalim, you don't pay Arvut for it. So to Simis in Chaveroi, you don't pay, if you do Bishogi, you don't pay Arvut for it. Menani Mini, how do you know that? How do you know that you don't pay Dalad Varim if you do Bishogi? That's the way Yeshua learns. Nezek, of course you're chayiv if you do Bishogi. Because no worse than every animal that my animal damages, I'm chayiv. But how do I know that Tsar, Ripui, Shevet, Boishet, how do I know those four things are not chayiv if you do a b'shege? How do you know that? And he's going to bring your eye, the Gemara is going to go on further. That's happening in Shulans because of his kasha. Actually, he reads the Gemara very nicely. The Gemara gave like Zoma. Now we're going to learn really. It's our print that puts on a new page. Now, in the Gemara, it's just one hemshev, which fits in well. But in Rashi, he says, no. Rashi doesn't say, Minari Mini, that you're only chayim and nezik, but you're possible for the rest. Not Rashi says, That you're chayv for nezek b'shegi. How do you know that? How do you know you're chayv for nezek even b'shegi? Comes to me, sure, I should have something else. Menani meli de'ena chayv tzar if b'shelen b'shev by the other ones. But come to Rashi, menani meli the nezek chayv afilu shegi. Rashi teaching us, we'll see in taste also that way. The shayv of the Gemara was that without makoy, I would have thought that nezek b'shegi is potter. Nezek b'shegi is potter. Somebody with b'shegi damaged is potter. You would have thought so. Even though we've got loads of makoyos, if someone doesn't look after his animal and his animal damages your chayiv, but if you, a person damages b'shegi, without any possibility, I would have thought that he'd be potter. A person is more cow than animals. So Shuan's got a certain way of getting out of it, but that's it's our in the council. Not immediately, how do we know that we're going with Rashi? We're not going with Pinchon. Not immediately, how do we know that a person is chayiv benezek even b'shegi? For what? We know it. The shirach is bi'ei uvia b'se'ach. Meitav sadeh uvmeitav kam v'shani. Why would I feel different? Why would I feel different?
I'm saying, maybe I
don't need to talk about it, but I need a course. Why? The Torah always gives us one example, and then we learn to other things. If the Torah says, you're chayv for your animal damages by eating, by shredding, walking on things, yeah, so we know that you're chayv, and you do it.
Okay.
That's
what they do.
That's regular.
That's also intentional.
No. It's not intentional to that. Of course, he walks, but he didn't intend to that. Yeah, I took it. So
how would we answer the Quran? I don't know how to answer.
Right. I mean, one way you're saying that, why should I need the apostle? Right? It's very sure it's gotcha. So Shura's got one terrorist to say that there is a case of shogi, which are Adam's chayiv, and an regarding the animals, you'd be possible. A certain level of shogi, which is close to onus, for regarding your animals, the met you'd be possible. Regarding a person's chayiv, something which is kemat, you shouldn't have thought of, right? Kemat, person wouldn't have thought of it. By person, you chayiv, looking after animals would be part. If that would be true, then we have a teretz. The nine many are going to be a chayv for such a shegi. How do you know you're going to be chayv for a shegi, which is karav loinus, which could be true. Others, as Sof Shemiz Abba Reibach wants to say that b'met, we do find that an animal is more chomer than a person regarding certain halachos. Anyone know of something which an animal, regarding what an animal does, has certain extra DNA more than if a person doesn't? Kaifa, very good. Wow, kaifa. If an animal kills, you have to be kaifa. Person doesn't have to be kaifa. That was a sugar we don't have a problem with that. So you find that animal is more common than other. So if so, you don't have a right to learn anymore from animals. You're right, you're chayv for showing you by an animal. An animal's got certain stringencies. It's chayv also koifa. So maybe that's why the chayv is showing you. My saying, you know, which doesn't have that chumrah of koifa, maybe it wouldn't be a deal of shame. That's how Reb Shem Zalman wants to answer the Peshur's question. Very good. To Menachem immediately, and then we're back to the question. How do you know the chayv is showing you? Don't bring me right from animals. Animals generally have a stringency over a person, because I can't agree. So, Omar Chitzi, Yossi, I like that term, right? Great. Omar Chitzi, yeah.
Can you use that more, even though we're not talking about
Misa
here?
Yeah. Once you see the
term, I can't see the Misa either.
Once you see that the Torah was more machmir by an animal more than by a person, so then you can't have anything from animals. So we're not even. How do we know that a person's chayiv for nezek even b'shegi? Omar Chizkiya, v'chein tonod b'chizkiya, says Chizkiya, and it's also in the Braisa from the Beis Medrash of Chizkiya. Omar Krop, petza tachas potza. There's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim which Or found some extra words which would seem to be unnecessary. Yeah, the Pasuk says, if people are fighting, if a man causes a woman to miscarry, you have to pay. If the person kills somebody, and then there's a whole list of interesting words. Ayin, tachas ayin, shen, tachas shen, yod, tachas yod, regal, tachas regal, gvir, tachas gvir, petzah, tachas potzah, chambur, tachas chambur. So these whole bunch of the pasuk seem to tell me the extra words would seem unnecessary. You have to pay ayin. I need the shem, shem, yad, yad, regal, regal, kvia, kvia. And for every kvia, you have to pay for the kvia. Petzah, tachas, potzah, kabur, tachas, kabur. And the Gemara Darshan is all these extra words, what's it coming to teach us? So, the Gemara Darshan is elsewhere. But our Gemara takes one of them. The Gemara Darshan is all of them. But one of them teaches us this. Petzah, tachas, potzah. Why does it say petzah, tachas, potzah? To teach you the chayvoy al shigui kamei. This extra word of petzah kota teaches you the chayv for shigui kamei.
Why that
one? Huh?
Why that
one? Because the other ones are used for other things. The Rashi speaks out of the pidal. So each one is used. So this is what's left for us. Petzah kota teaches you the chayvoy al shigui kamei. Says Rashi. Petzah kota top line. Second Rashi of the page. Petzah tachas potza. Rashi. Kro yiseirvu. It's an extra word, extra pasuk. Lach drosha. That's what it's coming to teach you for this drosha. Tochsiv, because it already says elsewhere. Ki yitin mum ba misoi kasha oso kein yoseloi. There's already a pasuk elsewhere saying that you have to pay for nezik. Where's that pasuk? In Vayikra Kaf Daled. In Emor, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it's the Baha'u'llah. One second. By the end of Emma. By the end of Emma. Ish yitim mumba misoi kach osa kin osa le. If a person fights with another person, or puts in more blemishes than another person, whatever he did, he has to do. Sheva takashova, ayin takzayin, shen takashem. So, kach yitim mumba odam kin inosim boi. The Pasuk said you have to pay for it. So what's this Pasuk telling you? Petzah takash potza. So it's an extra pasuk and teaches us this extra halacha. Says Rashi, and the other ones are also extra, but don't worry. Elsewhere in Pidal and Amud Beis, Kuviya v'Chabur and Doshina v'Achivel, the Pidal and Amud Beis, Vidash, and all the other ones as well. So we have a Joshua. Petzah Tachas Potzah teaches us that for Nezek you have to pay even b'Shogeg. Why an extra pasuk? Doesn't say the word Shogeg, but why have you got this pasuk? We know it. It is to tell me Yochayim, even in something you wouldn't have thought of. We know it would be amazing, Yochayim, of Shea Yochayim, but Bishayim, you had in Yochayim, this pasuk teaches us Yochayim, even the Shea. Lechayim, look at the words of the Gemara. Lechayim, al Shegim, Kemezid, Val Oines, Kirotsoy. Here the Gemara brings in the words Oines. Val Oines, Kirotsoy. Yochayim, Oines. Didn't have that image. Oinus kirotze.
What is it? Rotz?
That's a rotz means willing, willfully to do it. And oinus means you're forced into doing it.
Is rotz on different names too?
No. Just the one. It's the opposite of oinus. Oinus is somebody.
Same as means.
If you do something rotz, then you could either do it with shayi or you could do it with amazing. Rotz means willfully.
Willfully is not show.
Could be. It means the act that you did, you walked down the street. Or you drove your car, and you walk down the street, and by walking down the street, I brushed past something, and I damaged it. So that was willfully. Really forced me to walk down the street and brush past the thing and damage it. But I didn't think what I was doing. So it's not. And it was shaking. It's not onus. I wasn't done with that. I was forced into doing it. So that's the case. Yeah. Rotzin is always the opposite of onus. Onus means you're forced into it. Forced into doing something. And rotzin means you weren't forced into doing it. in something which wasn't forced, you could have a shoe, you could have a mitzvah. So the pasuk says again, the chayvei al shoyge kemitzvah v'alaynis kiros. The shoyge means you always chay. That's what the pasuk comes from. You always chay.
I think it looks like at least different things. Shoyge means
honest. Yeah. Shoyge means that you didn't think what you were doing, right? And oynis means you were forced into what you were doing. Which is a different thing. Oynis is probably a good
one.
Very good.
Oynis is both.
Very good. Okay,
excellent.
Excellent. So now we have to now understand the three what we spoke about. The Rishonim, what do these words oynis kratzim mean? Kuntir buki yosef. Oynis doesn't mean oynis. It just means the type of shegig. It means a shegig, which is koyv l'oynis. That's what it means. It doesn't mean oynis, because oynis can make you potter. The man is sasadol. Learn from the pasuk that your oynis is always potter. So it can't mean that. So what does it mean, oynis kratzim? It just means a little bit of a kvetch. So repetitive repetition, what we just said. Yechai for shegig yemezit, yechai for oynis kratzim, meaning an oynis, which is a type of a shegig, you're also going to be chayv. That's going to but the ace. Right, and now you're potter. So when it talks about oynis here, it doesn't mean unavoidable. It doesn't mean I was forced into it. It means a shege kariv l'oynis. According to Rambam, this more is much better. You're chayev a shege kemezit, and you're also chayev for oynis kirotzim. Yossi, there has a question. If oynis means oynis gomor, what right do you have to learn it? What right do you have to learn it? I mean, if you're chayev for, if you've got one pasuk, maybe the pasuk is only teaching me shegig. How do you know oynis gomor? If it's come to teach me two things, shegig and oynis, what right do you have to do that? Let the better of the pasuk teach me shegig, and you don't know oynis gomor. God did it with me, so it's really teach me one thing, shegig. Chayev for shegig. What type of shegig? Shegig, which is anything considered shegig, even koroinus. Fine. So the one drosha which we're learning from here, that you're chayev for shegig. Rekun to Rav Yosef, Rekun to Ramban, you're not just chayev for shegig, you're chayev also for oinus. Where do we know that? Petzetach v'potza. The Petzetach v'potza teaches me a chayev for shegig. How do you know chayev for oinus? That's your awesome question.
To understand it, this teaching is showing within the thing. So,
the main thing is kind of all five. Why is it kind of one? Very good. That's what he's going to speak about. That's going to speak about. So, this possibly is the top possible Nezik. It's not a possible Tsari Bishop at least. The possible referring to Nezik. So, that's where it was said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the possible told me. Because she would eat in Mumbai, it's the king, nothing boy. It's talking about Nezik. Just like he did that, so too you have to give him.
So I'm talking
about monetary value for your certain sheet. Which is nether. Monetary value is nether. Yeah, but that's not right. That's not up to this possible. When you know the type of shevets and
once we know, once we say that this public we bring showing the reality. So I would say, oh, why are you
limited?
How do you know to limit it just
nether?
Where do you see that in the
puzzle? Okay, so Tate's going to answer your question. Right at the beginning of it. No, where was it? Tate says. Yeah, the second Tate. Second Tate, the end of second Tate answers your question. That's a good heart. And if we come. Equating shaking to mezid, made also regarding sari pishevus and bishevus. That means I'm going to be so good about it. But the answer to that question is that this pasuk is talking about nezek, and regarding nezek, we equate shaking to mezid. Regarding nezek, not regarding the other thing. Regarding nezek, we equate shaking to mezid. I haven't answered your question yet. According to Rambam, it says Yechai Ben is Gomor, where's the makor for that? Because if this makor is coming to teach me shaking, then you wouldn't know about Oynis Gomor. So I'll just answer that question saying, if you remember, I said, according to Ramban, what was the Gemara's kasha of Manani really? We didn't have to say Marani Minya Chai for Shay. Maybe it's Moshe Chai for Shay. Marani Minya Chai for Oinus. That was the question of the Gemara. How do you know your Chai even for Oinus gone? So it could be the Sword should be a Chai for Shay if you come to Ramban. Like Bnei Yeshua understood. Because just like your Chai with every animal, your Chai, so it's Moshe Chai for Shay. But how do you know your Chai for Oinus gone? That was the question of the Gemara. Marani Minya Chai for Oinus gone. To which the Gemara answers, not possible.
How can he say that? I don't understand.
The mission says the word should be
having
more than the word about the mission. What? The mission also says the
Yoshua.
And Yoshua is Aedis. First, when you're sleeping, can't do anything about it.
What?
First, when you're sleeping, can't do anything about it.
Who said that's called the noise?
Why not?
It's called the Shabbat.
Why Shigil? What's the definition of shaggy? That you should be more careful. When I'm sleeping, I can't be more careful. When I'm sleeping, I don't know what I'm doing. I've got a child in my house that sleeps all sleep. He has no idea what he's doing.
No, I'm talking about the days when you also was around him.
Before you went to sleep. That's the Mahalakh of the Adi Shaggy. Very good. That's the Mahalakh of the Adi Shaggy. Okay, there's Rachel Adi Shaggy. You should have known what you did before you went to sleep. We're good, Rabbah. We don't look at that. The Mishnah says when you're sleeping, you're sleeping, you have to pay. Why, if somebody else comes afterward? Well, that's because he caused it. But if he didn't cause it, I'd be chayim. Because if it's a chayim, the Prophet said, the Mishnah says, Yoshe is like this. Machlik is at the Mishnah. Right? When it says Shaykh, good, Rabbah, the Mishnah carries on, say, even like this. But according to Ramban, at least we have. Okay. So there's no absolute. Not only this, but even high. That's what Mishnah often said. Okay, so that's where we're going to stop for now. When we said this to me, the second one, we had the Menani, meaning what's the half, what's the suffix of the Gemara? Menani, what's the Makosh to be high? Why shouldn't you be high? So we had him, for the time being, we've seen the Mahalakh of Rashi, and we'll see Tosfos, is how do you know your high from Ezek? How do you know your chayv and ezek b'shegi? It means you might know your chayv for other animals, your chayv for nezek of adam. How do you know? To which the Gemara brings a pasuk of Pesach as potza, an extra pasuk to teach you by nezek your chayv even b'shegi. And the Gemara mentions oynes, which according to and most rishonim, oynes doesn't mean oynes; it means b'shegi up till oynes. That's what it means. That's one malach of the Gemara. That's Malach of Rashi and Tosfos. Malach of Ramban is the man who chayv even for his gomor, and we love Petzah Tachos Potzah, you chayv even for his gomor. That's what we love.
It's still wild energy.
Right, and
then he's got more hunger than Shogay.
Yeah.
It's bigger than this.
Yeah, sure.
So only mention it. Yeah, only mention
it's not such a custom because it's a custom of those who absolutely.
But
no, I mean, yeah, it's just that one. Yes, we said, this is the one which we mentioned before, Kuntur Ramban. If you need the boss to teach me Shaykh, then where's the Makori to that even rates? Right, that's our Oro which you have asking. If we answer like we wanted to see, then Kuntur Ramban, you don't need a boss to teach me Shaykh. That's partial. That's the nature of saying, the whole boss has only come to teach me Aynes, and that could be impossible. And then Akhlami, Petzah Tachos Potzah only teaches me Oynes. When it says Shegi Umeza Inskotan, doesn't mean that Shegi Umeza Ikkanakud was Oynes Kirotzi. Okay, we're stopping here for now today. We have to see the top 2 days, we haven't seen them yet, right?
Yeah.
You have? You finished them already? Fantastic.
We don't have it in our pocket.
Okay, so you're in your pocket. And otherwise, you can already start the Gemara on the Rabbah. Amar Rabba takes you all the way till Amar Rabba, about 12 lines up on the end of the page.
So where am I?
See, 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, over 9, 10. 10 lines up, Amar Rabba. Zohar Kli Marisha Gara. Okay, that's the next stopping point. All right, so if they meant you finished the taste already, it's fantastic. You started the Gemara preparation till Omar Abba. And fine. So have a good day. Tzvi, should be well.
You too,
God bless. God to them, which should be well as well. Yeah.